Cities across Pierce County are getting new leadership after this month's election. No fewer than five mayors lost their re-election bids. 88.5's Will James has more.
After Puyallup Mayor John Hopkins lost his bid for re-election, he began to wonder,
how are my friends doing?
He's talking about his fellow mayors in the South Sound. He says a few of them would meet about once a month to talk shop at Fife's iconic diner, The Poodle Dog. When he looked up how his friends were doing, he found out he wasn't alone. Four other incumbents were losing too, and another race was in a dead heat. Hopkins went into his race knowing he had an uphill battle, but he thought he was the only one.
I thought I was the lone ranger in the room, you know, that I was the one that was going to get beaten, and I was the poor, sorry sucker. I didn't realize that everyone had their heads on the chopping block.
Incumbent mayors in Puyallup, Gig Harbor, Milton, Ording, and Fircrest were all voted out. And in Buckley, Mayor Pat Johnson is hanging on by just seven votes. Cities in neighboring King and Thurston counties saw no such wave. All these races have their own local dynamics, but in several of them, a theme was Pierce County's rapid growth. In some cities, that's meant traffic, higher rents, and increasingly visible homelessness. In Gig Harbor, traffic and development were the main issues. One-term Mayor Jill Guernsey lost to her challenger, a local business person, by more than 40 percentage points. She spoke at a city meeting right after the election.
It's been a busy 4 years for me, and I am very, very much looking forward to getting my life back, as I tell people, and to some very exciting projects ahead, and to be able to spend time with my granddaughter.
Over in Puyallup, John Hopkins' race was all about managing a growing homelessness problem. Hopkins says the trouble with being a mayor is that even when you don't have a lot of power to solve these regional issues, it's still your name at the top of the ticket when voters get angry. Will James, 88.5 News.
This is 88.5 News.